Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sar Malka Reichman. Today we're studying Sefer Shmuel, Perek Yud Bet. At the end of the last Perek, Shmuel suggested, Nechadesh HaMelucha, let's go renew the Melucha at Gilgal. They are all gathered at Gilgal, and we can divide this Perek Yud Bet, into three sections. In the first section, Shmuel HaNavi describes his leadership of Am Yisrael, how honest he was as their leader, and places it as a referendum before the people and asks them to validate whether they agree with his assessment of his leadership. In the second section, Shmuel HaNavi describes all the times that Hashem helped Am Yisrael throughout their history, or many of those times, and how Hashem sent Shlichim, various leaders, in order to save Am Yisrael. In the third section, Shmuel HaNavi invokes an oath, a very wondrous and miraculous sign for Am Yisrael. Let's try and see what these three sections may have to do with each other and why it is that Shmuel HaNavi chooses this as the theme of the gathering and why it is that at this time he sees such a gathering and such topics as being relevant. In the first section, Shmuel HaNavi speaks and sounds very similar to Moshe Rabbeinu when he says, tell me, hineni anuvi, neged Hashem v'neged mishicho, before Hashem, before his anointed one. Et shor mi lakachti, v'chamor mi lakachti, v'et mi ashakti, et mi ratzoti, v'et mi lakachti kofer, v'alim inai bo. Whose animals did I take for myself? Who did I oppress? And who did I take something in order to ignore the case and overlook what he did wrong to make him innocent? The Gemara in Nedarim tells us, Gadol ma she'ne'emar b'Shmuel yoter mi she'ne'emar b'Moshe. What was said about Shmuel's leadership is greater than what was said about Moshe Rabbeinu's, because Moshe Rabbeinu said that he never took anything as payment nor to be able to use for the service of Am Yisrael. But Shmuel HaNavi, in relation to his service of Am Yisrael, he also says, Mi Ratzoti, which, according to this Gemara and other Mefarshim who follow this Gemara, means that even by the will of the people, he refused to take any payment. If somebody came to him and said, oh, it took you so long to get here. Let me pay for your travels. And they tried to offer him compensation. He refused it, putting him really at the number one spot of integrity in Am Yisrael's leadership history. Am Yisrael confirmed what he is saying. Lo ashaktanu, lo ritzotanu, v'lo lakachta miyad ish me'uma. And then in the following pasuk, it says, Vayomer Eid. If it was talking about Am Yisrael, it should have said Vayomru. And this brings the Gemara in Makot Chav Gimel to tell us that there were three places that the Beit Din Shel Mala came and confirmed what the Beit Din Shel Mata was saying. In this instance, a bat kol came out, as Rashi explains, and confirmed that everything that Shmuel HaNavi was saying was 100% true. Shmuel HaNavi now reminds Am Yisrael of all the times Vayizaku that they called out to Hashem, and Hashem sent leaders to rescue them from Mitzrayim, where Hashem sent Moshe of Aaron, to the Tkufa of the Shoftim up in time Shmuel's, until Shmuel's time. Each time Am Yisrael called out when they were suffering at the hands of their oppressors, Shmuel HaNavi reminds us that Hashem sent Yerubbaal, who was Gideon, Bedan, who refers to Shimshon, and Yiftach, and then Shmuel. And through these, Shlichim Hashem saved Am Yisrael. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hei points out, Shakala Katuf Shlosha Kalei Olam, Kesholosha Chamurei Olam. Shmuel HaNavi almost equated three lightweights with three heavyweights, lightweights being Gideon, Shimshon, and Yiftach, the heavyweights in terms of spiritual leadership, Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel, as we know the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Tehillim Tzadzitet, Moshe v'Aaron b'cho anav, u'Shmuel b'korei shmo. Both the Pasuk in Tehillim and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah equate those three groups together, Moshe Aaron and Shmuel HaNavi. The reason the Gemara tells us that Shmuel lists them all together as if they were equal is because Yiftach Bedoro kishmuel Bedoro. Let's keep this comparison in mind, and then we'll analyze it within the context of the whole parak. Finally, Shmuel HaNavi reminds Am Yisrael of something very recent, when Nachash Melech HaAmoni attacked. Vatiruki Nachash Melech Bnei Amon Ba Aleichem, Vatomru Li Lo, Ki Melech Yimloch Aleinu. You said to me, no. We don't know what they said no about, but the implication is no, we don't want you, but rather we want a king. Of course, this is chronologically out of order, because Am Yisrael's request for a king preceded the attack of Nachash HaAmoni. However, set up this way in the Pasuk, it is indicative of why they wanted a king, so that there would be a king to battle enemies who attack like Nachash HaAmoni, as what happened as the events unfolded with Shaul responding to the attack by Nachash HaAmoni. And at the end of the Pasuk, in three brief words, Shmuel HaNavi highlights the error in their thinking. Melech Yimloch Aleinu, that was your quest. V'Hashem Elokeichem Malkechem. But Hashem is already your king. Shmuel says, well, now we have a king. Ata hine melech asher bechartem. The melech that you asked for is here, and success depends upon a condition. And it's unclear exactly what the condition and what the result is from the pasuk. Here's the pasuk: Im tiru et Hashem, if you fear Hashem, va'avadetem oto, and you serve Him, u'shmatem bekolo, and you listen to His voice, v'lo tamru et pi Hashem, and you do not rebel against the mouth, the words of Hashem, v'hitem gam atem v'gam hamelech asher malach aleichem, and you will be both you and the king who is ruling upon you, achar Hashem lokechem, following Hashem. Either there is only a condition, a result of the condition spelled out when it talks about the negative in the next pasuk, what happens if Am Yisrael do not listen, or actually the result of Am Yisrael listening is v'hitem gam atem v'gam hamelech achar Hashem lokechem. If you follow in Hashem's ways, then the melech will also follow in Hashem's ways. HaNavi uses those very same words that Moshe Rabbeinu used when he was facing Paro, and he was so certain that Hashem would perform a miracle for Am Yisrael. Hityatzevu ureu, you just stand here and you watch, Shmuel HaNavi says, what Hashem is going to do before your eyes. Halok tzir chitim hayom, is it not the season of cutting the wheat today when it normally does not rain? But I will call out Hashem, Ekral Hashem, V'yitein kolot umatar, and Hashem will bring thunder and rain. Ude'u ure'u. And here he is spelling out the point of invoking this miracle. Then you will know and you will see. Kiratchem rabah, asher asitem be'inei Hashem l'sholachem melech. The point of this miracle is to show you that your deeds in requesting a king were bad in the eyes of Hashem. Of course, we're going to want to study what it is about this specific miracle that conveys that message. Vayikra Shmuel el Hashem, v'yitein Hashem kolot umatar bayom hahu. And in fact, Hashem responds to Shmuel's request for the miracle, and right in the middle of the season of Ktzir Chitim, brings thunder and abundant rain. How does this miracle convey to us that Am Yisrael's request for a king was bad in the eyes of Hashem? According to Rashi, what it demonstrates is that just as Shmuel HaNavi was able to daven and rain was brought, which goes against all natural law, so too in the event of an enemy attack, Shmuel could have davened to Hashem, and through his tefillah, Hashem could have intervened and saved Am Yisrael. The Malbim learns three lessons that were meant to be conveyed through this nes. Halok tzir chitim, from the words indicating that it was not the season for rain, Am Yisrael shouldn't have chosen a king who saves the nation through natural means, when clearly, just as Hashem brought rain miraculously, which goes against all natural law in this particular season, they should know that the hashkacha nesiyit davka b'chem.
a miraculous providential intervention cleaves still conducts itself for Am Yisrael. And therefore Hashem could have performed miracles and could have intervened providentially to help them against other nations. Ratchem Rabba Be'inei Hashem. Your evil is great in the eyes of Hashem. The Malbim learns from the words Be'inei Hashem that they are implying the Hashgacha of Hashem, that the request went against Hashem's providence. The miracle demonstrated that Shmuel's tefillah can bring salvation, just as it had in past wars. And essentially, Am Yisrael was bogeyed. They were betraying Shmuel HaNavi and really not believing in his ability to evoke Hashem's intervention through his prayer. And from the contents of the miracle itself, interestingly, the Malbim learns that just as rain is not even beneficial in the season of Ktzir Chitim, but Hashem provided it as a result of Shmuel's request, so too the fact that Hashem provided a king when Am Yisrael requested one does not necessarily validate the worthiness of their request. So, does this miracle that Shmuel HaNavi prayed for and invoked, in fact, accomplish what it was meant to? Well, we hear Vayira Chol Ha'am. The nation is in awe of Hashem and of Shmuel, and they are scared. They request that Shmuel davens for them. Vayomer Chol Ha'am El Shmuel Hitzpalel Ba'ad Avadecha El Hashem Elokecha Ve'al Namot, so that we do not die. And finally, we have an acknowledgement that the request was wrong. Ki asafnu al kol chatotenu ra'ah l'shol lanu melech. We added to all of our other chata'im by requesting a king. Shmuel HaNavi says, al tiro, don't be scared. And in response to their request to daven a few psukim later, Shmuel HaNavi says, gam anochi chalila li mechato l'Hashem mechadol hitpalel ba'adchem. God forbid, I would never sin to Hashem by stopping to daven for you. Very interesting that Kedat Yitzchak points out, explaining the pasuk in Tehillim Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanav u'Shmuel b'Korei Shmo, the pasuk that magnificently puts Shmuel and Moshe and Aaron in some ways on the same level, explains that Moshe and Aaron's means of service of Hashem was through Kehuna. Shmuel b'Korei Shmo. Shmuel was the paradigm of the Navi whose job it is to daven to Hashem, which is fascinating because we usually view the Navi as a vehicle to bring down the message of Hashem to his nation, to Am Yisrael. But the Akedat Yitzchak points out that the job of a Navi is also to turn to Hashem in prayer and bring the requests of Am Yisrael up to Hashem, and Shmuel was the exemplar of this role. He tells us the whole inyan of a Navi is through tfila the kriya lelokim. Valzen emar Shmuel b'korei shmo, ki hu rosh hanavim asher inyanam al harov, lihiotam korim el Hashem v'hu yanim. Shmuel HaNavi is the paradigm of that Navi, and the Navi, his essential role, says Akedat Yitzchak, is to call out to Hashem. And Shmuel here, of course, is the model of the compassionate Navi who, devoted to his nation, cries out repeatedly to Hashem on behalf of Am Yisrael. Looking back at the parak, the unifying message is to demonstrate to Am Yisrael the error in their ways in requesting a king, what exactly was wrong with that request, but also giving them the tools moving forward now that there is a king, how they can be successful. The parak started out with a discussion of Shmuel HaNavi's incredible integrity, demonstrating that there really was no justification for a request of another leader. He was more than adequate as a leader. Then Shmuel HaNavi went through the history and discussed the times that enemies attacked and Hashem brought salvation. And there were many different types of leaders who were grouped together. The Gemara told us that the psukim group together the Kali Olam with the Chamurei Olam. The spiritual lightweights were grouped together with the giants, such as Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel, to convey the message that was borne out by our history, that Hashem's ability to provide salvation is equal, whether the leader through whom salvation is provided is great or small. Hashem can bring salvation through a Yiftach, a Shimshon, a Gidom, as he can through a Moshe, an Aaron, or a Shmuel, since the actual salvation comes from Hashem, no matter who that messenger who brings it about is. Finally, Hashem gives this unbelievable endorsement to Shmuel HaNavi when he fulfills the request for the miracle bringing the rain. The parak ends with Shmuel's incredibly compassionate words to Am Yisrael. He tells them, don't worry about everything that you've done. In spite of what you've done, just serve Hashem. V'abadetem et Hashem b'chol levavchem. Serve Him with all your heart. Do not deviate from the path. Do not serve empty things like Avodah Zarah. Ki lo yitosh Hashem et amo bavur shmo hagadol. You need not worry, because Hashem will never abandon His nation because of His great name. Let's remember that Am Yisrael is the vehicle in this world that demonstrates the greatness of Hashem's name. And Hashem wanted to choose Am Yisrael as that nation, as that vehicle. Ki ho'il Hashem asot etchem lo la'am. And so He will never abandon them. And as for me, Shmuel says, as your leader, I'm always going to daven for you. Not only that, v'horeti etchem b'derech hatova v'hayishara. I will continue, no matter who the king is, as long as I live, I will continue to teach you the good, straight path. Ach yiru et Hashem v'avadetem oto be'emet v'chol levavchem. But serve Hashem and serve Him truthfully and with your whole heart. Ki re'u et asher higdil imachem. Look what the great things that Hashem did for you were. V'im harea tareu gamatem gamalkachem tisafu. But the parak ends off with Shmuel warning the nation, if you do bad, you and your king will be destroyed. Letting Am Yisrael know that they haven't extricated themselves from Hashem's paradigm, His system that He set up in Eretz Yisrael. That Am Yisrael's success, whether it's materially, whether it's in their encounter with other nations, is always going to depend not on the strategies of wars and kings, but it will always depend on their deeds and their moral stature. Li Loi, thank you for learning together. Li Loi, Nishmat, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.